Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Telling you, we had a good time last night. So if you haven't been following this, I can understand why it might have come as a little bit of a surprise to you, but the Blue Angels documentary that has been in the works for 3 years, basically, since the 2022 show season, and even before that, but we knew this was coming. Remember Glenn Powell, the actor, and who has been a producer who has been involved in all three projects of the Top Gun, Maverick, Devotion, right, the movie about the Korean War aviators, naval aviators, and then also this project. He did a premiere here in Pensacola at the Naval Aviation Museum a couple of years ago where we got to watch Devotion, and it was awesome because he got to do it along with a bunch of military personnel in the theater and got to watch it kind of with their hooping and hollering and enjoying it and, you know, cheering this story. Very few movies have been made about the Korean War. Anyway, that was fantastic. And he had made the comment at the time that he was, you know, he's making Top Gun Maverick and making Devotion. And he had a third movie coming out that he was working on for the Blue Angels documentary. And he said, this is three naval aviation movies I'm making, and I don't think anybody's going to allow me to make any more after that because I'm making all of these. Well, guess what we got to watch last night? Yes, it finally came out. We had a chance to actually watch the movie. It was fantastic. It was everything that we could possibly hope for. The very beginning of it, Glenn Powell and J.J. Abrams, of course, J.J. Abrams, Bad Robot, the amazing director, was a producer on this film.
Hey everyone, on behalf of the Blue Angels filmmaking team, we wish to give a quick shout out to the U.S. Navy pilots, their crews, and all those making history every day wearing the uniform in all of our branches of service.
Working alongside the U.S. Navy and Naval Aviation to put this film together has been an absolute thrill and honor. Your dedication and courage is inspiring. Huge thanks for everything you do.
Glad to be here.
See, glad to be here is their motto, their phrase. They say it all the time for everything. But that was the best part of this. I mean, this was not even going to happen. There was not even going to be a premiere. Not really, which is kind of wild for, you know, this massive movie project that's been in the works for so long. But the T-Mobile CEO who was there last night, yeah, you know, the CEO of T-Mobile's in town, you know, whatever, along with the director, along with three-time former boss Captain Greg Wooldridge, retired captain, and, you know, all kinds of current and former Blue Angels who were around for this event last night, and there wasn't even going to be a premiere. And so Matt Sievert is like, well, don't you think we need to have one? And, you know, and Alex Armitage, the now number one pilot, he's like, I think we ought to have one.
I was going to open by explaining how all of this came to be, but Mike pretty much nailed it. Mike gave me a call, said there should be a premiere in Pensacola. I said, yeah. And he did the rest. I had nothing to do with this. So
AMC and T-Mobile got together with Amazon, and it's going to be in theaters for a week, and then it's going to be at IMAX, and then it's going to be on Amazon on streaming, so you can watch it anywhere. But they got together and they put on this event last night, and it was awesome. It was, I mean, you know, fantastic food spread, blue carpet event ahead of time. I like that. Brent Carney on Channel 3 called it a blue carpet. I like that. And, you know, we got to interview Paul Crowder, the director, and so many other people. And then the really cool part of this was watching it with the Blue Angels, especially the maintainers, the enlisted folks, because listening to them hoop and holler and react every time one of their buddies was on screen. I mean, it was electric. I mean, it was so much fun. It was just really, I cannot explain how much fun. And I know it's a little unfair because I got to do this thing that nobody else got to do, and you know, just a small group of people got to participate in this last night. And the reason I'm sharing it with you is because I want you to know how the movie celebrated the team, and the team really, you know, pilots get a lot of celebration, they get a lot of attention, they get a lot of press, they get a lot of applause. The maintainers got to really enjoy this and got to watch themselves and their fellows be up on screen, and it was amazing. I have been going back and forth with myself on how I wanted to share this with you this morning because it really was such a neat event last night. I'll share just one part, okay? Let me give you one of the interviews because the interviews are very interesting. Tom Zimmerman, who is a current number six, he was a new recruit at the time. Okay, so Stalin, the Amanda, oh my god, Lieutenant, I can't think of her name. I know her by her call sign. She's the female pilot for the Blues, number three. She was just being recruited in this movie. So the movie is a behind the scenes, like how the Blues operate, how they train, how they perform, how they, you know, fantastic footage. I mean, the footage is unbelievable. But it was all kinds of stuff about how the team actually works over the course of the year and goes from show site to show site and their families and their struggles and all of that kind of stuff. Like, that's what the movie was really about. And so, you know, but I got a chance to talk to some of these folks ahead of time. And Tom Zimmerman, like I said, he's Franz is his call sign. He's the number six now, but he was being recruited for the team that this movie featured.
Congratulations on the promotion.
Oh, thank you.
Became commander.
And getting to fly in the demonstration this year. How is it different, or how is the experience from being seven moving up to six?
Moving to six is awesome. So we all joke that six is the greatest spot on the team, or one of the greatest spots. But I do miss being seven. Seven is the only one in the flight demonstration that gets to watch the crowd and see the reactions of the kids, the families, everyone there, and you know how they're kind of taking in, which is pretty special. As six and moving into the flight demonstration, you know, I've been trained to fly F-18s my entire career, so I'm back into what I know, not narrating. But once you put that canopy down, it's kind of, you know, down to business, and you kind of lose sight of the crowd piece. So that was special as seven. As six now, it's humbling to fly these airplanes every day, that close to each other. You learn something new every day.
Do you ever get a chance to, you know, break mentally and think about the kids who are screaming their heads off down below?
There's a couple spots in there where I get a quick mental break where I can kind of think about that. And a couple spots where, you know, we were talking with number eight today about how beautiful it is flying over Pensacola. And today was absolutely gorgeous for practice.
Do you feel greater responsibility being in the demo instead of doing the narration? Because that's a hard job. People don't realize how hard it is to do that part.
I would say, you know, and people have asked me, are you more nervous? Were you more nervous for your first show as six or seven?
Yeah.
I would say seven for sure.
Yeah.
As six, like I said, I've got over 2,000 hours of flying Super Hornets. I had 0 hours of narrating before the first show. So that for sure threw me for a loop. But it is. You know, we joke with all of our families when they get to travel with us that we're there on business, and it is for sure a job. And we remember being those kids, you know, those 7 and 8 year olds that are there at the air show. So that's what it's all about, making sure that we're ready to perform for them.
Aside from the movie, the big news this week was the announcement that you all are going to fly with the Thunderbirds at the homecoming air show. How's the team responding to that news?
So it's finally official. We've been working on that for a while. Working with the Thunderbirds is awesome. So we spend every winter, we spend about 10 days to 2 weeks doing some joint training.
At El Centro this year, right?
In El Centro, yes. Yeah. So we've been doing that for, don't quote me, but I think about 5 years.
Okay.
We've been doing that now. So it's going to be exciting to get an opportunity to showcase both jet teams at a single location, and especially being, you know, in our hometown for our homecoming show. So pretty cool.
I don't know if it's been said. Do you know if they're flying their demonstration too, or is it your demonstration and just some flybys with them?
Nope. So they'll be doing a full flight demonstration.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah. So if I were guessing, you know, they're probably going to start out the air show and then we'll finish the air show at the end. And hopefully we get some sort of joint flyover somewhere in there. But who knows what they've got planned for so far.
I may be one of the few, but I used to live about a mile off of Luke. So we go to Luke Day's practice over our house, and then, of course, being here. So, no, that's going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
Well, Commander, again, congratulations on the promotion and on being in the demonstration. We look forward to the movie. Thoughts on the movie?
Excited for the movie. It's going to be awesome. You know, the cool part is the all of America can go on Amazon or really around the world and watch this film. You don't have to wait for an air show to come to your town.
Right. Well, thanks again, and congratulations.
Thank you.
No, and it was. I mean, the footage is fantastic. It is a documentary, so it's not like a rah-rah rousing the way you might think of, like, Top Gun or Top Gun Maverick or something like that. So maybe just kind of understand that going in. But I'll tell you, watching it with the, you know, I mean, Lieutenant Commander, I forgot that she got promoted. Lieutenant Commander Amanda Lee, she's number 4 this year, the slot pilot. You know, watching it with all of these different folks in attendance. I don't actually think she was, I'm trying to remember if she was there last night. I know I did not get a chance to talk to her. Most of the team was there last night. Not all of the team was there last night. But the thing I wanted to share with you is, you know, throughout the movie, you had the people that the team, all of the, you know, because it's not this year's team. It's, you know, the 2 years ago team. But everybody knows these folks. And so every time, like, your buddy who works on the airframe would get on screen, they'd cheer. The whole group would cheer.
Number 4 pilot for the Blue Angels. It's the best seat in the house.
And they did that again and again and again for all of the different people that, you know, every time. It was just great. I mean, it was so much fun. And then right at the very end, something that I wasn't really expecting but turned out to be a pretty magical moment. So we're in this theater with, you know, a couple hundred people, probably 100 of the team members for the Blue Angels or more. I mean, it was an enormous presence for the team. It's just the end of the movie. Credits are rolling. Everybody's thrilled and happy and satisfied and getting ready to leave. Never heard it, let alone heard it in front of 100 members of the team all shouting it together. It was pretty amazing. 522 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You and I have unfinished business.
Baby, you ain't kidding.
My horse since you were born.
524 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Hey, if you are thinking about where to get that next vehicle, trying to decide if it's time yet or not, and kind of, you know it's time, you just don't want to admit it, right? Like, that's usually how this works. You put it off because nobody wants to go buy a car. The hassle, the difficulty, the challenge, the trying to make decisions and thinking about money and all that kind of stuff. I understand. I'm the same thing. All I'm saying is, when it's time to realize or admit what you already realize, go to Frontier Motors and look around. You'll find cars that are great values, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, gently used, almost new cars. That's what they specialize in, A-quality cars. And, you know, try a bunch. Try 5 or 6. See what's out there. See what the prices are. You might, it's possible, depending on the age of the car and the amount of money you're spending on repairing it right now, you might actually save money by getting a newer car. I mean, you know, maybe not. I don't know, but it's entirely possible. So Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 525, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Intense thunderstorms in Texas apparently led to 4 deaths and a lot of power outages. This was over in the Houston area. City officials confirmed those deaths yesterday. They say power lines and trees had been knocked down across the city. Former President Trump will be attending his youngest son's high school graduation today. Barron Trump getting his diploma from Oxbridge Academy in Palm Beach. That's a prep school that boasts a 100% college acceptance rate. And the Republican-led U.S. House passing a bill yesterday that forces President Biden to send weapons to Israel. The push by Republican leaders is in response to Biden's recent decision to pause a shipment of bombs to Israel due to concerns over a military operation in Rafah.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 526 on News Radio Pensacola. So the biggest portion of this storm has passed us to the east, it looks like, and it's massive stuff going on off Panama City's coast. But there's also some stuff coming behind it that, you know, rain and lightning and things that might affect us this morning as well. So we're just kind of keeping our eye on the News Radio ThreatNet radar and the various things that we might have to face related to weather today. 437-1620, 437-1620, military note, the Ospreys that are back up in the air, we found out, military.com reporting that they're not allowed to fly more than 30 miles away from a landing base, which is pretty restrictive, kind of surprising that that's in place. And they're being very cagey about disclosing too many of the details, but they say they've got, you know, good evidence that that's the case, but they couldn't have, you know, people weren't really willing to go on the record too much about the nature, but, you know, the Joint Program Office declined to comment to military.com. But a spokesman for the Marine Corps said operational security associated with their forward deployed Marines and sailors limits our ability to provide details regarding any potential platform restrictions. But does it apply? Well, you know, this is what military.com is reporting. Remember, the Ospreys had been on a stand down and, you know, for some of the issues related to variety of the mechanical parts that they had trouble with. But so this is a little bit concerning, obviously, as we go forward, that the capability might be affected by that. What else do we have going on? Oh, this might be my favorite, I don't know if I really believe it, story of the day. Some researchers say that they have built a computer system capable of detecting sarcasm. I mean, on the one hand, it kind of feels like, well, of course they did. And on the other hand, I kind of think, sure you did. You know, it doesn't seem like the most likely thing. You know, I'm sure it's fantastic. Let's see what they did there. Anyway, they say that the research team used video clips and text and audio content from sitcoms like Friends and The Big Bang Theory to train a neural network. They leverage a database called the Multimodal Sarcasm Multimodal Sarcasm Detection Dataset, or MUSTARD. You would think I'm making this up. Like, you would think this is a Transgressors episode. It's not. Which another research team from the U.S. and Singapore had annotated with labels about whether sarcasm was present in a given piece of content as part of a push to build their own sarcasm detector. This is Fox Business Report. After training their AI model on the data, the researchers said they're able to detect sarcasm. What rate do you think, Jimmy? What success rate? Take a stab.
I don't know. 76.
Yeah, that's it. 75% of the time.
Damn.
That's exactly right. Which, on the one hand, you know, isn't a great success rate, because I'd like to think that somebody who's actually fluent in sarcasm can detect sarcasm close to 100% of the time. Some people are
Humans that don't detect sarcasm that often.
Oh, no, that's true. People who don't speak sarcasm are terrible at identifying it.
Yeah.
And even if they kind of something in them tells them that it's happening, they don't know what it means. You know, that's certainly true. But some people are bad at it. They think they're good, and they try it, and they're not good at it. And so you kind of, are you being sarcastic? If somebody has to ask you, you're bad at it. Okay, you know, because the point is that people listening will understand, not that they have to ask. So I think the way you do this, you know, there's, you know what the Turing test is? That's where you talk to that thing, and if you can't tell that it's not a person, then it's a person.
It's a I thought it was a computer.
That's right. Yeah. If you're interacting with a computer and you can't tell that it's a computer,
right,
then it's not a computer anymore. It's a person. Well, I think that you put this device to the angry 13-year-old girl test.
Mm.
And if it can properly identify that the angry 13-year-old girl is being sarcastic, then it's right. It's a sarcasm detector. And if it can't...
It's not.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's storm damage in and around Houston, Texas. Mayor John Whitmire is asking people to stay home.
Unfortunately, we've had 4 fatalities. So be thinking of your neighbor. Let's assess our damage and come together and start the recovery like we know how.
We know some of those deaths are from fallen trees. There are about 1 million power outages in Texas and Louisiana. It's a day off at former President Trump's trial in New York, where cross-examination of former attorney Michael Cohen continues Monday.
Cohen claimed he told Trump the Stormy Daniels deal was done in a phone call through Trump's head of security, Keith Schiller. But texts between Cohen and Schiller show Cohen instead wanted to talk about harassing phone calls he received. Cohen now says both conversations happened in the same phone call that lasted under 2 minutes.
Fox's Nate Foy, the former president, attends his son Barron's high school graduation in Florida today, then campaigns in Minnesota. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. It's 70 degrees and cloudy right now. An Escambia County man in custody charged with multiple car thefts just this week, according to the Escambia Sheriff's Office Facebook page. Wendell Thompson is charged with stealing a family member's Cadillac Escalade on Wednesday. He allegedly rammed that through a storage area at the Haji Shrine Temple on 9 Mile Road. That damaged the tire. They say he then drove the vehicle to a tire shop and allegedly stole a Jeep that was at that tire shop. Thompson was located at University Parkway, 9 Mile Road, when deputies found him. They say a brief chase ensued. He was arrested thanks to the help of nearby citizens. Well, the latest revised purchase offer for the OLF 8 property in Beulah, not getting a lot of love from District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh. In a new online blog post, Commissioner Burgosh says that after a review of that offer from staff, there are several issues, and he says frustratingly, some of those issues include items that commissioners wouldn't be able to accept for statutory reasons. Burgosh questioned why those items were included after being previously addressed in negotiations. And he says that those items will need to be sorted out before Monday's meeting to avoid, quote, pushing a wet noodle up a hill. The county is now considering another offer on the table as well from local businessman Ryan Shavers and Cliff Moe. Well, funeral services are being held today for senior airman Roger Fortson in Georgia. Yesterday, his family and attorney Ben Crump met with the media there.
We've seen it far too many times when they kill people, especially black people, unjustifiably. They have the investigation go on for months, years, without anything, where everybody forgets about him, man. He's swept under the rug. Well, we're not going to let them sweep Roger Fulton under the rug.
And Crump also reiterated their belief that the responding Okaloosa sheriff's deputy that shot Fortson was directed to the wrong apartment. According to an audio recording played yesterday, the dispatcher told deputies, quote, it's a fourth party information. It's all fourth party information from the front desk at the leasing office, end quote. Reverend Al Sharpton expected to speak at Fortson's funeral at the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. Again, that's today in Stonecrest, Georgia. Well, several rehabilitated sea turtles now back at home in the Gulf of Mexico. Those five turtles released this week from the Gulfarium Care Center. The News Journal reports they'd been cared for after being hooked from area fishing piers. The turtles were a mix of green and loggerhead sea turtles, all endangered, some critically endangered. And as the turtles were released during a ceremony this week, Gulfarium employees talked about the turtles, their injuries, the care they received, and also the importance of conservation. The Gulfarium says they set a record last year by treating and releasing more than 130 sea turtles. It's 5:35, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will remain possible through portions of the morning here for northwest Florida, but as the sun comes up, the chance of rain will come down and high temperatures will warm into the low to mid 80s, a pretty warm and humid day. We're not done with rain, though. As we head overnight into Saturday morning, we will see an additional round of storms move in. Early Saturday morning till about sunrise, we could see another chance of strong storms. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Right now, 70 degrees. It's cloudy in Pensacola. It's 68 in Gulf Breeze, 69 in Milton. Our next news at 6. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The FDA has approved Amgen's therapy for patients with the most deadly form of lung cancer. The agency cleared the drug, which is called Imdeltra, as a later line of treatment for people with advanced small cell lung cancer. That means patients can take the drug if their cancer progresses while on or after trying another form of treatment. In clinical trials, Amgen's drug has been shown to reduce tumor growth and help people with small cell lung cancer live significantly longer. Walmart reported solid quarterly results driven by affluent shoppers who have utilized the retailer's convenience and low-cost items. However, CEO Bill Simon says the high-income shoppers will be hard to keep because offering services and experiences will become more important than convenience and price. Walmart shares surged nearly 7% yesterday after the fiscal first quarter results. Futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 38. That's your money now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do I do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Good morning, 5:38 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew Jay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And yesterday, we had a chance to talk to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. I'm sitting here at the foot of the 3 mile bridge, and traffic on it is perfect. Just having to, got to throw a good one in there somewhere.
But is that good, or is that just a stabbing people in the back on Highway 90 who, you know, poking them in the eye?
No. But no, not at all, because we've had issues before on the bridge, especially if something happens at Chase and Bayfront, and it recently did. But to sit here and look at the smooth traffic on the 3 mile is nice to see.
And it is true that highway, like a 3 mile bridge has been clear for the last couple of days, and I-10, fingers crossed, hasn't had an issue in several days. So those folks are looking at Milton like, ha-ha, it's you. Anyway, stuff that has taken place, speaking of where your location is, you're very close to that Paparazzi nightclub. We had a shooting there on Sunday, and you guys have now made an arrest. What's interesting about this is the number of non-PPD agencies that were all working together on this arrest, right?
Yeah, so here's the situation there. Chief Randall wants to make it perfectly clear to the community and to those who are picking up the guns and using the guns that this sort of behavior is not going to be tolerated in the city of Pensacola. He has absolutely no issue with calling anyone and everyone he needs to assist in those investigations. And it worked out. We made an arrest very quickly in this incident. And that person is now off the street.
So just maybe, because I was curious about this too, like why particularly was DEA and FHP and the U.S. Marshals, why were all of those different agencies involved? Because, again, my layman's perception is those agencies only get involved for specific reasons. The DEA, obviously, for narcotics or drug enforcement. The U.S. Marshals for some kind of a federal law or the apprehension of an escaped person. I mean, maybe I'm wrong about why they get involved, but you tell me.
No, you're absolutely right, but I can't say exactly why because the investigation is still ongoing.
Okay.
And it could compromise the investigation. So suffice it to say, when those agencies are involved and you know what they do, you can kind of connect the dots and see why we need help from those agencies at points in investigations like this.
Okay, see, that's what I wondered is if there wasn't something much broader involved here because, you know, particularly those federal agents, I think they're just for these reasons, and if they're involved, it must mean that there's something else in the offing besides just the shooting. So I appreciate that. That makes sense to me. We had a smallish sort of caravan yesterday of anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian protesters. What, about 10 cars driving from Community Maritime Park to Palafox? Is that right?
Yeah, it was about, I'd say, 10 or 15 vehicles. Everything was peaceful, and you know, historically, we've had protests in Pensacola before, and they've all been peaceful, and we understand their right to do that. In fact, we'll protect that right for them to express themselves like that, and everything was good yesterday.
Well, I will say, except for that time that the protester interfered with the car, and then the car drove through the line, and the guy climbed on the hood of the car and rode across 3 Mile Bridge. I remember that.
Yeah, see? Yeah, there's always got to be one, but yeah, that individual faced charges for that. So,
yeah.
Again, that's something that once things get out of hand like that, or if a rock is thrown or something like that, it becomes violent, that's something that we will not tolerate, and we will step in and do our jobs.
And waving flags and expressing a message is fine as long as they're not, I mean, horn honking, as we've talked about many times, technically cannot be used for the purpose of, you know, expressing your frustration or something like that. But I'm assuming that they were peaceful in all the other ways and therefore no issue, just people expressing their opinion in a car.
Absolutely. They were peaceful yesterday and everything went fine.
By the way, you'll find this entertaining. I don't know if anybody else will, but on my phone, I have all different kinds of various audio things from over the years. And for some reason, I listen to MP3s on my phone all the time. And the next one up in my list of things is always that 911 call. So I must have heard that 911 call 100 times of the guy calling 911 for the protester on his hood. It's the default next thing that plays on my phone. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer from the Pensacola Police Department. You guys have the narcotics analyzers that the Santa Rosa Sheriff, I think, had gotten them maybe first or implemented them first. I know Escambia's got several of them, but you guys have them, but they're not rolled out just yet because you're still training?
Yes, we've got to get the training completed on our officers with those devices, and we will roll them out as quickly as possible, and we'll let you know when we do that.
Very good. Another just kind of update, and I know the mayor talked about this in his press conference, but seems like it's been a bit of a teeth pull to get the operational North Satellite Campus at the PSC actually up and running so that you can, what, it's all the electronics, it's access to the room, it's security. What's the hang up?
Well, it's the IT portion of it. There, you know, we've been, our IT department at the city has been extremely busy and for various reasons, as you know. And we have to put things in priority. And right now is getting things up and running and as smooth as they were before the issue happened, you know, at City Hall and the police department and other parts of the city. And they will eventually get to the North End facility that we have. Now we're able to go in there and do things, but without the computers, without the ability to upload body cam footage and things like that, there's just no need for us to be there just yet. But that's going to come online, and we're going to be glad to see it when it does. And again, once it does, we will notify the media and let you know that it's up and running.
Fantastic. I did want to ask you about this enforcement of the noise ordinance that the mayor said is supposed to start today. Typically, I know in the past, and when a new law comes into place, you're much more about getting compliance than you are about writing citations, especially because then there's paperwork and difficulty. But warnings are typically the first phase. But this is not a warning situation. This is a writing a citation immediately situation. Tell me what's going to happen.
Well, this is not new. These laws have been on the books. The difference is the DIB is going to pay officers in an off-duty capacity to concentrate on the downtown area. Now, I want to be clear that this can happen anywhere. Any Pensacola police officer anywhere in the city can stop a vehicle if the music's too loud or if they're revving their engine, making the pipes blast anywhere in the city and write the same citation.
Okay, so it's the reason it's interesting is just because DIB is paying for the off-duty police officers to specifically patrol with this intent in mind. But as you say, anybody, anytime could do this exact thing if they're a deputized police officer, right?
Yes. You know, nobody wants to come to Palafox, and a lot of these restaurants have outdoor seating, and nobody wants to come down there and hear the loud music. And they don't want to hear the noise from the mufflers. And sometimes the music and mufflers are so loud that it rattles windows, and people on the inside of these businesses hear that. Nobody wants to hear that sort of thing. And, you know, we've got one of the finest racetracks in the country out on Pine Forest Road. If you want to hear loud cars and fast cars, that's the place to go do it, not Palafox Street.
And, I mean, you're in the racing business. You are very fond of speed and loud, just not on Palafox, not in violation of the law. And by the way, this is not just mufflers. This is also going to be loud stereos, I assume, because that's a law that passed last year, I think it was.
Yeah, so if we can hear it within 25 feet of the car, you're in violation. So, and a lot of people spend a lot of money putting systems in their cars that are very, very loud, and they do that to get attention, and unfortunately, it's going to get our attention, and we're not going to put up with it downtown. And the mayor and the police chief has made that very clear, and starting today, citations are going to be written. So just turn it down, and, you know, people are going to ask questions about Harleys and things like that that come from the factory that are loud, and we get that. But you can take a Harley straight from the factory that does have loud pipes and cruise on Palafox Street without throwing in neutral and revving that engine. And you're not in violation when you do that. So we know the difference. It's obvious when that sort of thing happens. And starting today, if people want to put it in neutral and rev that engine or crank up that that music system, we're going to have to write citations for that.
Now, just to be clear, if they crank up the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Mike Wood, that's okay, though, right?
Look, you know, there's some things that I know not to comment on, and that's one of them.
Perfect. that's just public service, right? That's all that. You have a cop myth for me today, Mike?
Yeah, I do, and it has to do with what we're just talking about. And the myth is that police officers don't have arrest powers or the ability to write citations when they're in a, quote, off-duty capacity like they are when they're being paid by the DIB, and that's totally not true. So the moment that an officer is sworn in, that starts everything. They are sworn. They can write tickets. They can make arrests. They can do whatever they need to do, even in an off-duty capacity. And it doesn't matter whether they're in uniform or not. If they need to effect an arrest, they just have to identify themselves as being a sworn law enforcement officer in the state of Florida. So when we say we're downtown writing citations in an off-duty capacity for the DIB, that means nothing. The only thing that means is that we're being paid by someone other than our normal paycheck through the city. So we have the same powers of arrest. We have the same ability to write citations. We're just being paid by someone other than the city of Pensacola at that point. That's the only difference.
Yeah, I thought it was a good comment the mayor made about this the other day, is what would be the value of hiring off-duty cops if off-duty cops couldn't be cops? You know, that's you know, what's the value of going to the Walmart and having a security guard there, going to Seville and having a security, you know, off-duty cop there if they can't do their normal cop stuff? I mean, and by the way, this is, you know, we've talked about this a few times in the past, but you know, people maybe don't understand, this is an enhancement to the police powers. The police force is glad to have private employers because you guys love to get the extra money and the extra shifts. The business or whomever it is that's hiring you gets the extra law enforcement, and the force itself gets the benefit of having the laws enforced, which means that they don't have to show up to calls from the on-duty police officers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been working off-duty in bars downtown for years and years. And can you imagine how tied up patrol would be if the officers weren't there, if they had to answer disturbance calls and things of that nature downtown at the bars? They would be incredibly busy. So it's a win-win for everybody involved to have officers working in an off-duty capacity at certain locations.
We did get a text in. Somebody says that you did say loud music and exhaust, not talk radio. So we're clear. Also, somebody else asked the question, what about motorcycles with their loud stereos, which, of course, nowadays they haven't been helmet or whatever, but a motorcycle can't have a very loud stereo. The rule's 25 feet, right?
It's 25 feet, yeah. So, you know, just on Palafox, if you want to hop up on the interstate, if you want to, just don't on Palafox Street. That's all we're asking. Palafox, Jefferson, that area down in there, just keep it down. And that way you won't have to meet one of us and everybody will be happy. It'll be a good day.
Very good. Last quick question for you, Mike, before we let you go. What do you think about my idea to get a local area traffic dozer to push cars off the side of the road in a pinch? Maybe we can deliver it via helicopter or something to bad locations.
Yeah, okay. Here's another one of those instances where I know I don't need to comment.
Aww. All right, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, man, I appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. 550 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you're thinking about selling your home, you want to get the best price for it. You want to make sure that happens quickly. And, you know, once you make that decision and pull the trigger, you want to get a good result, right? Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty sold 175 homes last year. 3.5 a week. So, yeah, they know how to do this. And, you know, I was listening to Christina talk on Pep Talk the other day, and she was talking about how they have, like, the best photographer. And you might think, well, how much does that really matter? Well, when you go online to look at houses, what do you notice? Oh, those photos are great. That house looks amazing. That's my house? You know, like, that's kind of the reaction people have when they see the photos, even of their own house, because the difference between okay photos, better than average photos, and fantastic photos can be thousands of dollars or even not a sale. And that's what she understands is always go for the best, do the best, get the best result in the end. And they do that consistently over and over and over again. They've got a whole process for selling homes that just, it's like a formula. And they've been doing it for years now. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
PenAir Credit Union's new high-yield checking account helps members elevate their financial journey when they need it most. Earn 4% APY simply by enrolling in e-statements and making a deposit of $250 or more once a month. It's that simple. Get started online by visiting penair.org or visit one of our 12 convenient locations in Northwest Florida and South Alabama. It's okay to think big. PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 4% annual percentage yield with e-statement and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more. For details, go to penair.org/checking.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I have not. I did at one time receive some information that they were not interested in the Christmas parade or the Mardi Gras parade.
This is kind of a big, possibly big story. This was in the Milton City Council meeting on Tuesday. They had another work session last night, but between it being almost 4 hours long and me being at the Blue Angels premiere last night, didn't watch that yet. But don't worry, we'll get that for you for next week. But the question there was, has anybody talked with Crew of Airship Pirates about the Milton parades? You know, you have Mardi Gras parade and you've got the Christmas parade. And sounds like they're not interested in doing those parades.
I have spoke with some of them, and I think the new president is interested, I think, in the Mardi Gras, but maybe not the Christmas.
And, you know, maybe not even the Mardi Gras, I suppose we'll see. So this would be a major shift for the city of Milton for two pretty big parades. That was Sherry Sebastio. Jeff Snow.
Jay, do you have any info about that? I've had some people reach out to me that they're looking to, if the crew is not taking it over, that they're going to come in and talk with you about that.
So, I heard that.
Phew. That means somebody's going to do it. There seem to be multiple parties that would be interested in sponsoring, organizing, funding. But Airship Pirates have been doing it for forever, so... we'll just kind of keep our ears open and, you know, find out what is going to happen with those two parades. But I was like, oh, whoa, they're not going to have parades in Milton this year or next year. So, like I said, we'll pay attention to that and see what happens. 5:56 on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The House has passed the Ticket Act, targeting hidden fees for event and concert tickets. Lawmakers say that legislation would increase transparency by requiring the full cost of a ticket to be disclosed up front.
Imagine that.
It would also,
the right of the consumer to know the cost of something before they get into the process of purchasing. It's so weird.
Well, it's weird because the prices on those almost double
or sometimes crazy, more
when you buy them. Yeah.
And, you know, somebody says, well, government shouldn't be regulating that. You shouldn't be such a scoundrel. Bad behavior invites government regulation. Good behavior, they leave you alone. You know, it's pretty simple. Anyway, go ahead, David.
I just appreciate the use of the word scoundrel. You don't get that enough these days.
It's underutilized. It really is.
Airports around the nation are expected to be busier than ever for this upcoming summer travel season. The TSA says they're expecting a 6 to 8% increase in air travel nationwide. And they say there could be some days nationwide where 3 million or more passengers are screened in a single day.
Wow.
And the Biden administration now moving forward with a proposal to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug. The Department of Justice issued a notice of proposed rulemaking Thursday to reclassify marijuana. The change would reflect a major shift in cannabis policy across the nation.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. If you have an import, a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Lexus, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, you know, good quality vehicles you paid extra to get, you might think you've got to pay extra to service them. You've got to go to the dealership and, you know, put up with their prices, whatever they are, because it's the only people who can service these kind of cars. No, No, actually, by law, you're allowed to go anywhere. That's just there's a federal law for decades. It's been on the books. It allows you to get your vehicle serviced anywhere. And in this case, you can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those cars all the time. No problem. They work on domestics, too. You know, don't feel like you can't bring them your Ford or your Chevy. You know, they'll take care of that car. Diesel engine, yes. Trucks, yes. Gas engine, yes. All of that. The website is carclinicservice.com, where you can find out more about their philosophy or various tips, and you can also schedule an appointment. They want to see you a little bit more frequently than you might want to, but that's because they can do the preventative maintenance so that you don't have to see them for the big, catastrophic, unexpected expense, which nobody wants to have to deal with. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. It is the kickoff to Navy Days, but one note is because of the weather, Fun Fest on Saturday has been canceled, so there's still gallery night tonight, night at the Museum Gala tonight, the run walk is on, the Navy Days Parade is 9:30 tomorrow morning is on, Blues on the Bay concert Sunday evening, and we have a special kickoff feature at 7:35 today.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.